Hello. It's fucking, you know, middle-aged people talking.
I'm not middle-aged.
Okay, Courtney is
neither
definitely.
Am I.
Okay.
You're the oldest one in the room.
These two bitches are gonna fucking die early. I can tell.
I'm not gonna die early.
Courtney is going right into the fucking, you know, frying pan of COVID. She's, you know, going to California. She's like, and then lick all the fucking public phones, get COVID. And then she's gonna fuck all the local boys out there and get COVID in her pussy.
Oh my, like, you don't even get COVID in your pussy.
Well,
it's in your lungs.
Guess what? Courtney's going to be the first one with, you know, pussy COVID.
I mean, it's a virus and it can, like, technically end up anywhere in your body.
See?
It just has to be in your lungs for it to be able to start replicating.
She's going to have a corona cunt. Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
I mean, quite honestly, the person with the most coronas from right now is technically Mochi.
Honestly, like, you know, her cunt's going to start coughing at people and she's going to, like, put a mask over her pussy. Like, there's a mask here, there's a mask on my face. We're all good. Safe sex. Wear a condom. Hear that, boys and girls? Wear a fucking condom. Not only does it prevent the bitch from getting pregnant, but it prevents you from getting COVID in your pussy. But the one with the pussy COVID is Courtney. What else you got?
Not.
It's fine. Yeah. We got my wife over there. Say hi.
Hi.
You know, like when I like point at you and you're like, should I say something? You're like a deer in the headlights. But like, should I move? Oh, shit. I definitely should have moved. I still got time, I guess. I'm going to lick this road again. And then fucking it dies. And then
I resent being compared to a herbivore.
And then you got myself, Alex. The main man, the funny guy, the one that brings life to this. I need to fucking get another man.
Sure.
Maybe two. Then it'd just be awkward. Just like three penises in the room with my wife. And I'm like, stay back, men. And like one holds me down. It's like, we're here for you. And it's like, oh no. And then I get fucked. And it's like, God damn it. My wife
They're
is.
They're all poo boys.
And then my wife's like, guess what? You know, they're all gay. I set you up. You're getting fucked in the butt now. I'm like, no. And I love it. So, yeah, you're semi-gay fucking dude that has great fucking killer jokes. I just, mainly this podcast just came out of me recording myself. And then while I'm driving a truck and then listening to these recordings, I'm like, this is gold. That no one should ever listen to. Sorry, Mom. I know. I'm a disappointment. And she's like,
I mean, she likes your wife more than you.
Oh, she
it's
definitely does. Like, I fucking call her. I'm like, Mom, happy birthday. And she's like, fucking no. Ew, I don't want to talk to my son. He's a piece of shit. But like, my wife could call my mom, like, at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, hey, sweetie, what's going on? Do you need anything? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I just want to talk. And they'll fucking talk to, like, the fucking cocks crow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you have a wonderful day. Like, my mom's like, what the fuck do you want, faggot? Yeah, you're the faggot that came out of my pussy and ruined my dreams. I'd rather have fucking Corona in my cunt. But I guess I had you in there. Great. Failure. Ugh. I'm like, sorry, Mom. You know, maybe you should have, like, picked a better dick to ride or something. I don't know what, you know, you're past the point of no return. My mom does love me, though, I think.
Oh, yes.
You know, she's like, oh, yeah, you brought a fucking girl. So now I technically have a daughter. I'm like, here you go, Mom. You know, I don't know if the rest of my nerdy brothers are going to fucking convince a woman to fuck them long enough to get married.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Like, how fucking horrible would it be if Courtney... Courtney never met Teddy. So, like...
Oh, she hasn't met Teddy.
So, Courtney and Teddy, like, meet up and they, like, start hitting it off. And then Courtney gets married to Teddy.
Oh, God.
No.
Like, why?
No.
Why would you do that to me?
He's taller than me.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. And blonde.
See now like fucking Courtney's like down to fuck my brother.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll go fuck him. I'm like, he's a child. He's a child.
How old is he?
I think he's turning 18 this year, actually.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, he has to be older than 18.
No, I was 12 when he was born. I was 12. So, yeah, when I turn.
How old are you now?
So, no, he turns 18 next year.
And how old are you now?
29. So he's 17 right now.
I can't refute that logic.
So he's either 16 or 17. One of those two. Give it a few more years, Courtney. And yeah, you can go fuck my brother.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll fuck you, because
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Probably because, you know, he's going up north and you're gonna be way down south.
Yep.
Courtney's going to the dirty south of California. You know, that's where the Mexicans do all the butt fucking.
It's dirty everywhere in California.
Oh my god, seriously?
It's a freaking desert.
We're gonna make fun of California like throughout this episode.
Why?
Because it's a desert, and it literally has, like,
legitimately, it was
one
like
of the hottest places on the entire earth in it.
It's legitimately the best part of Mexico that we stole.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, no, that's basically it, and that's like so if you compare California to Mexico, yes, it is a step above, but it is not.
Yeah, Death Valley is a piece of shit.
Yeah, it is not.
Not in Death Valley.
Yes,
I'm not that far out there.
Yeah,
you guys are acting like I'm that far out there. I'm not.
You're gonna have fucking like limits on your internet.
You're moving to a town called Yucaipa.
You're you're gonna have to take an ATV to get to work.
Like,
no, I won't. Oh my god, guys.
Like,
you're gonna have to like get your groceries from some dude with three teeth.
Seriously.
Yeah. And he's not going to be able to speak, like, good English or good Spanish, just like, somewhere in between. And he's never going to remember who you are because he's always going to be on meth. Yeah, that's California. So go ahead and move there. It's you know, a place where you can, you know, get tricked into prostitution
like
and fucking dudes.
Like, so much more elevated. Okay. And San Francisco is convinced. It shit smells like roses.
San Francisco is more shittier than where I'm living.
Like, well, no, that is completely true.
The only reason San Francisco is so shitty is from all the butt sex.
Oh my god. You had to go there.
Of course I did. There's so much butt sex over there.
You have
so many fucking pool boys. It's my heaven.
San Francisco worked very hard to get that legend attached to themselves. They own it.
No, they didn't have to worry. Like, they had like have like six gay people back in the 90s, and like, oh, what a fucking fag area, look at all the gay fags. And it's like, there's six of them, and it's like, yeah, we're trying to get married. It's like, oh no, fucking married. Oh, that's some faggot shit. Ugh.
They just went off and formed their own community, and everyone lost their fucking minds.
See, I love gay people. They are legitimately my favorite. They're the funnest to go drinking with. Like, I've been to fucking a gay bar before. The best bar. Like, if you're a straight dude and you're not afraid to get your dick sucked, go to a gay bar. You know, who knows? You might find out that dudes can suck dick way better than any chick ever could. And it's like, oh, man.
I think that's a given. I think it doesn't matter who gives fellatio.
I feel like I could, you know, suck some mad fucking dick, honestly. And
can
people
I ask you a question where there is a clear wrong answer?
Yeah, I love them, and I'll give you the wrong answer.
Okay.
Yes, I can suck dick better than you.
Ah, damn, I hate you.
Yeah, you didn't even have to say it. You just... Like, you, like, put your fingers up, like, you know, yeah. And he's like, yeah. Not even a contest. I can definitely...
Not even out of respect?
Not even out of respect. I can definitely suck dick better than you.
Okay, but I have...
If both of you put your dick sucking, you know, skills together and to, you know, create, like, a powerful dick sucker, I'd still, like, you know, blow you out of the fucking water. I know my way around a dick, I've never sucked a dick, but...
I have, though, so I get some standing here.
Yeah, you're, you know, first on the leaderboards, but I haven't even fucking, you know, lined up yet. Who knows? You know, after you die, you know, it's like, you know, and I just go around fucking sucking pool boy's dick. Then guess what? You know, they'll be like, oh my God, you're fucking... Dick sucking is amazing. Okay,
don't claim some first the worst, second the best bullshit.
I haven't fucked, you know, any dudes.
Yeah.
And I kind of regret that fact. I'm like, man, I could have fucked a bunch of dudes before I got married.
You could have. You so totally could have.
I still can.
I mean, that's her thing.
Yeah.
She won't object to that.
Exactly. But, like, there's not a bunch of fucking gay dudes, like, throwing themselves at me.
Poor you.
I feel like if the perfect opportunity, like, presented itself, then, yeah, I'd go for it. But it never does. Because usually by the end of the day, I'm fucking sweaty, smelling like fucking tires, and tired. And I go to my room, I beat off, and... You know, there's not gay dudes in Cortez, you know, banging on hotel rooms and be like, hello, senor, I'd like to suck your dick. It's like, oh, man, fucking, you can lick it out of the toilet. I mean, it's pretty gross. Like, the second, you know, cum is out of your cock, it's like, I don't want nothing to do with it. No. Just like kids, too. It's like, once they're fucking out of your cock and in someone's pussy, it's like, yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that kid. Gross. Mm-hmm. Fucking gay.
My goodness.
Yeah, women love children. They're like, this is my baby. Look at him. He's so cute. And Ben does the same bullshit. I'm like, dude, Ben, you know, stop being a faggot with your child.
Oh my God, he's allowed to like his kid.
I know, he is allowed to like his kid, but I'm like, dude, quit being a fag. Yeah.
You're just...
I'm not, what, were you going to say jealous?
I was going to say something that was going to come out like that, but I think that's not quite what I meant.
I mean, here is the true dope on the whole fucking shit. You know, by this time, when this episode releases, like within a week of this episode releasing, I will have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
That I spent $4,000 cash on.
Isn't it nice?
And then I might just go buy a second motorcycle for shits and giggles.
Right?
I'm seriously looking at a second fucking motorcycle. I don't even have an endorsement. And I'm looking at two fucking motorcycles. That way I can take Ben out. You know, I'm like, hey, bud, let's go cruising. It's like, oh man, this is so nice. This is what it's like to, you know, not have children.
Yeah.
And I can spend money on whatever the fuck I want. I have a fucking $3,000 computer, a $1,000 VR headset. You know,
my God, you're getting a little over the top. I still think it's quite honestly true.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I look at the fucking shit that I have in my life, and I'm like, you know, then I, like, replace it to if I have a kid. I'm like, that's diapers for a week. The compute, you know, the fucking motorcycle. Oh, that's fucking baby formula, and they'll feed it for like a month. I'm like, oh my God, these fucking...
Baby formula isn't that expensive.
Okay, I don't know how expensive it is, because I don't have to ever look at the prices. You know, I am removed from that world of fucking taking care of children.
It's so relaxing.
You know, like, I am great with kids, but it's like, you know, short term.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this morning I was changing my oil. And there's kids across the street trying to sell something.
Oh my God, that kid is so fucking annoying.
Right?
Okay, so I'm not the only fucking one. I'm not a monster for being like, shut the fuck up, kid.
No, he is super aggressive, which he has to be if he wants to get customers. But
I mean, that's great, but I'm like, dude, do some fucking backflips. Fucking, you know, show some nip. That way the fucking pedophiles come and buy some shit from you too. They'll buy it all. Like, we got ponies too, dude. Come over to fucking Neverland Ranch. You can sleep with a grown man.
Oh my gosh, I always felt sorry for that kid, and his parents took the fucking settlement.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, take the fucking settlement. Not only do you get to say, I fucked Michael Jackson, or I got fucked by Michael Jackson, I had sex with, you know, the fucking man, you get money for it, too. And no one knows who he is. Do you know his name?
No.
You know,
exactly.
Exactly. That is the whole fucking point.
It's fucking covered up and hushed up.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, yeah, whatever. You know, I got a fucking, you know, dick in my butt and a bunch of money. Like, trust me, there are some days where I'm like, man, why couldn't someone famous have fingered me? Like, as a child, like, I never got fucking touched as a child because I was obviously too ugly. You know, like,
true.
How, like, when is this baby fat gonna go away? It's hideous. He has stretch marks and he's 4 years old. What the fuck? I'm like, these are my tiger stripes. I'm like, oh no, I am fat. Donuts and McDonald's.
I thought your little kid photos were super cute.
I don't remember what I looked like as a little kid.
You were cute.
Like, I barely
remember. Like, you were, like, so ugly, it has to be cute.
Oh my god, you're so mean, Alex.
See, like, legitimately, my mama calls me Spud because I look like a sack of potatoes as a baby.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, fucking all Mexicans, for some reason, have, like, fat faces. Like, the Mexicans and Native Americans just have, like, these fat, juicy fucking faces. And I'm like, what happens if I poke it with something sharp? You know, it's like
it.
It's like, well, now my face is, you know, still fat. So, but now it's from pizza. Now it's my fault.
Now it's your fault. Because quite honestly, like, you were, like, so skinny when I met you.
Yeah, like, back when I didn't actually eat and I was homeless. Like, she picked up.
No, oh. You were in your, the second time I met you, you were still living in your apartment and you had a job at Walmart. Like.
Oh, Jesus, she fucking kept you away for a while. When she
did.
When she first met me.
You were homeless.
I was homeless. My meal was a banana and a slice of white bread. So, like, the white bread, you know, wrapped around like a hot dog. And then I'd pour sugar in the middle. And that, like, one of those was, like, a meal for the entire day.
Why?
And, you know, I fucking walked, like, 6 miles to the fucking school.
Oh.
You know, or actually, I feel like it was, like, probably 14. It felt like a long fucking time. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, just fucking walking. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, maybe a girl will let me finger her. Nope. None of them did. And, yeah, my wife is, like, the only one that's like, all right.
Oh, my God. Do not make me sound like this.
She's like, you're all right looking. I'll give you a shot. I'm like, I have a shot with a girl? Yeah. I'm, like, skipping my fucking feet and, you know, doing, like, heel clacks in the air. And honestly, the only reason she's the reason I ever fucking got a job, because I walked into Walmart. This is why I worked at Walmart. I applied one place, one time. So months down the road, when she's like, hey, you know, have you ever looked at getting a job? Because I was, you know, planning on being a lazy piece of shit and, you know, running it out for as long as I could. Yeah, I'm like, nothing's hiring, babe. It's just so hard out there. It's just, I've tried and I tried, you know, half
and
tried.
And they hired you.
Yeah, immediately. So, like, anytime I see a fucking homeless person, I'm like, I don't feel bad for you at all. I'm like, just fucking get out there, get a fucking job, make a fake address if you need to. It's just, you know, panhandling pays so much more if you get in the right spot. You know, churches, it's a great area to fucking panhandle.
Oh,
but
yes.
Not at the fucking church.
Oh, God, no, that.
That's a little mm-mm. fucking asshole-y. You just kind of, you know, on the outskirts, like on the road out.
Like under a bridge.
Just be like, anything helps, God bless, God loves you, Jesus rocks. You know, any of those fucking stupid signs, you hold them up and people are like, here's all the money. And I'm like, yes. And then I fucking, you know, hop in my Lexus and drive back home to my mansion.
Oh
because
my God.
These fucking stupid idiots Just continuously give me money.
Poor people.
Don't give money to fucking homeless people. That is the message here. It is super easy to get food. It is super easy to get anything I ever fucking needed. If they're looking dirty and grungy, it's because they're dirty and grungy fucking people. You know, I didn't have, you know, open access to a shower, but I did fucking know people. And as a homeless man, yes, you can fucking ask people, hey, man, can I just use your shower? I just need to fucking, like, freshen up and get some new clothes. You know, can I use your washer and dryer? Yeah, anytime I fucking ask anybody, like, absolutely, bud. Here you go. Like, thank you, you're a saint. Especially when I was homeless in fucking North Dakota. Same shit. I'd go over to my buddy's house and be like, hey, man, can I use your shower? You know. It's like, boom. Go fucking to the laundromat and wash some fucking clothes. Because I still had plenty of clothes, and I still had plenty of fucking money. Just I was being homeless on purpose.
Why?
Because it's so fucking cheap. A tiny apartment in North Dakota was, I think it was $2,065 a month. You know, for like a two-bedroom apartment. So it was fucking ridiculous. I'm like, I hate this already.
Yeah.
But, oh my fucking God. Did you see on the fucking news that fucking bald eagle that attacked Michigan's drone?
No, I did not.
No.
So, like, they have a drone that's, like, you know, like surveying a bridge or some dumb bullshit. And I guess Michigan has had an uptick in eagles. And so it's like, you know, just taking, you know, because it's like an unmanned fucking dumb bullshit drone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a pilot there, you know, just kind of watching it. And then a fucking bald eagle just comes and just fucking destroys it and throws it in the fucking, you know, lake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is so goddamn American. I salute that fucking bird right now. I'm like, fucking hand over my heart, crying, thinking about the fucking, you know, the national anthem.
My God.
I'm like, yes, you fuck that drone. You know, the eagle's like, fuck the state. Haha, taxpayers, you have to pay for that. It was $1,000 drone, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that sucks for a little bit.
I wonder if they had insurance on it.
It was the state's fucking just bought another one. But, oh, my gosh. Like, I haven't even really gotten to any of the points I've fucking made on my sheet. I have two fucking sheets today. I'm not gonna fucking go through all these points.
No.
You know, I just keep my eye on the time. I'm like, yeah, okay. But first story, you know, this isn't even the week in quickie, but there's a video I saw of a dude at American Airlines, and he's like, you know, hey, I'd like to board my flight. And the dude's like, dude, I can't find, you know, your boarding pass or anything. He's like, what do you mean, man? Come on, just, you know, find it. I have the confirmation email right here. And he's like, you know, calls over the fucking manager. And it turns out that this dude fucking got himself blacklisted from all American, you know, airline flights because he refused to fucking wear a mask on the plane. He's like, I have a medical condition. And then, like, you know, on the video, you can see him fucking switching back to himself and he's wearing a fucking mask. I'm like, oh, you have a medical condition. You fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Just wear the goddamn mask. It's fine. You're not going to die. Stop being a piece of shit. And you know, it's like, and he's like, I have a speaking arrangement. I'm important. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You're not that important. No. And all you have to do is just go to a different airline. American Airlines does not own the airport. You can just be like, okay, I guess Frontier it is. Oh, man, someone shit in my seat beforehand.
Ew.
It's like, you get what you pay for, faggot. It's like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But it's just these fucking dumb shits that are like, I diagnosed myself as having a breathing problem. Like, what's a breathing doctor actually called? Like, I don't even know.
Mm,
There's different things.
But whatever. Like, people will go to their fucking dentist and be like, hey, dentist man, I know you have a PhD. Say that I can't breathe in a mask so I can have an excuse to be an asshole. Or they'll go to their chiropractor and be like, my chiropractor said, it's like, no, go to an actual fucking respiratory specialist and have them be like, okay, yes, I sign off that you have enough of a respiratory issue that you cannot breathe. But it's these dumb fucks that are like, I diagnosed myself as having a breathing issue, and so I don't have to do it. And I feel like anybody that does that should also be able to get sued for malpractice because they are, you know, quote unquote, a practicing doctor, even if they're their first and last client.
These are the type of people who get their, like, house pets labeled as therapy animals and then take their untrained animals into stores and restaurants and fuck it all up for trained dogs. Because when an untrained dog loses its shit in a restaurant, the restaurant owner is, like, not going to want dogs in there ever again.
Yeah.
See, like, a seeing eye dog is fine. Yeah. Because every time I've ever seen someone training a seeing eye dog, they are very strict with the rules. You know you're not supposed to pet it. They will fucking inform children that not to pet it. It's like, mm-hmm. I know you can't read big words, but it says, don't pet the fucking dog, you piece of shit. I will end you. I'll fucking stomp a mud hole in your butthole. Where's your fucking parents? You know, get that fucking Michael Jackson over here. Go sleep with that man. Mm-hmm. Go get your finger hole butt, you know, fucking two-knuckled. Or your fucking butthole two-knuckled. Fuck you, child. And it's like, I just wanted to pet the dog. You know, I just asked. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you didn't have to be an asshole about it. It's like, oh, wait, are you a midget? And it's like, yeah. It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
It's like, oh, mini-me, I didn't recognize you. I'm sorry, man, you can pet the dog. And he's like, psych, and just, like, punts him in the side of the head with his foot. And it's like, get out of here, midget. I don't fucking associate with fucking little people. Gross. Jesus. But, like, I want to be able to, like, sue, like, some dude that's like, oh, I self-diagnosed. It's like, well, you are getting me sick with your diagnosis because it was wrong. And now I'm going to sue you for malpractice.
Yes.
I don't know how much malpractice suits are, but I know hospitals have fucking, you know, insurance policies for their malpractice.
No, they have to keep a lawyer on retainer.
And so,
by law.
You know, what I would do is just be like, you know, if you want to self-diagnose, you know, and you have a PhD and everything, fine. But if you don't go to, like, a respiratory specialist, go fuck yourself. Or just even a regular fucking doctor. They're like, you know, I took my kid in to, you know, get his shit done with his pediatrician. And I asked really quick. And the doctor didn't say anything. And they're like, what? And I took that as a yes. So I don't have to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Stupid people.
And if you are that fucking sick to where a mask is going to fuck your day, COVID's gonna fuck it a whole lot more. It's gonna go four knuckles in your butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Back, yeah. Right fucking there. It's like, ugh. And you're gonna be crying, and it's gonna, like, wipe your tears and use it as more lube for your butthole. It's like, oh yeah, fucking getting in deeper. I'm like, I can stick my thumb in there now. Ah, oh, fist. Hell yeah. Ugh. Also, I fucking, you know, came up with a brilliant idea for all these fucking black men and protesters that are getting their necks kneeled on. Mm-hmm. You know, old habits die hard. You know, cops learned it this way. They're going to have to unlearn it. Give them time. But in the meantime, I've come up with some solutions. So if the cop does kneel on your neck, you don't die because you have a weak, pathetic neck. Solution number one, a thick turtleneck. All you have to do is just, you know, get one of those, like, really fucking thick, you know, turtleneck.
Well, I think they can't breathe because their chest is being compressed and they can't expand it. That's why they
No, the reason why they die is because there's no fucking blood going to their head and their fucking brain is starved of oxygen. You know, they can still breathe. It's just, you know, you cut off the carotid artery and it's like, it's all over. That's why people go to sleep. It's not because they can't fucking breathe for 30 seconds. It's because there's no blood going to their head.
Yep.
You know, that's the sleeper hold. Shh.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Yeah. It's they just cut blood to the head and after, I think, like 8 minutes, you're fucking brain dead.
That sucks.
I mean, you know, you're like the average man, so just try not to get choked. You know, have a safe word. You know, if a cop is choking you too hard, be like, pickles, pickles, pickles. He's like, what? That's the safe word, pickles. He's like, all right, I guess. There you go. You're free to go. Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was going so hard. But, you know, solution number one, turtlenecks. Just get a really fucking thick one and be like, yep, there we go. And if it's wintertime, even fucking better. And you can, like, flip it up and it becomes like a fucking roll-on mask. So you see the cops coming, you just roll it back down and be like, ha, fucking try and break my neck, bitch. You ain't doing shit. Or get a sea brace. You know, like fucking, you know, braces you see on people's necks on the fucking stretchers. After a car accident, they're like, I think this man's going to be fucked up. He's like, I'm fine, actually. I don't know why you're doing this. It's like, he's going to die. Doctor, do something. And I also came up with, if you're a black man, I know, I heard the cat too. If you're a black man, what you do is you put on a helmet and act retarded. You have to have like a helmet with like a bunch of like kid stickers on it and be like, hi, officer. You know, because they don't fucking shoot retarded people. You remember seeing that video back in the day of like that social worker that's like lying on the fucking ground, you know, arms and legs split apart, fingers like as wide as they can fucking go. He's doing jazz hands like laying on the hot fucking asphalt. And like, please don't shoot him. He has a train. And they like shoot him. They like shoot the black man. Like, don't talk to us. You used to be property. And he's like, they just shoot his ass. I'm like, but the fucking tard lives. I'm like, okay. If they had just shot both of them, I'm like, that's fair. But that's all you ever have to fucking do is just, you know, be retarded. Or be funny with the fucking cop. You know, like, fucking make that cop laugh. Like, force him to laugh. Like, rape him into laughing. You know, or as the Asians would say, raffing. Rape laughing. But they can't say the L. So, like, raffing. I know. Being a little bit, you know, fucking we're racist. We're a little slow. Yeah. Obviously, these women are slow. Jesus. Where's your helmets, girls? Got extra chromosomes and no fucking helmets. You, like, fucking left them in the oven again, didn't you?
Wait, isn't it the other way around?
What?
No. More chromosomes gives you Down syndrome.
Oh, I meant, like, I thought you were talking about females have, like, bigger chromosomes.
No.
Oh.
It's males try to have bigger dicks, but sometimes genetics just isn't on our side, and we're Greek and Asian, and it's like, fuck. And then you have, like, this little 2-inch fucking little peckerwood, and you're, like, trying. You, like, fucking get it pierced at the tip, and you hang from the ceiling, but it, like, doesn't do anything. Like, oh, man, this sucks. Thanks, Mom and Dad. And your dad's like, oh, no, actually, I have a huge cock. That fucking bitch of your mother, she cheated on me with the small dick fucking mailman. Oh, and you're like fucking throwing rocks at the fucking mail truck and he has no idea why. It's like, why is my son throwing rocks at me? And he like gets home, takes a shower, gets out of the shower, and he's like, oh, he found out. It's like, Dad, let me see your penis.
Oh my gosh. I got my boobs from my grandma. My mom has small boobs.
She does.
Your mom has small... What's crazy is, like, I've never looked at your mom's tits. I know your mom. I close my eyes. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't recall crawler. She could have G's or A's. I just don't even care.
Yeah, nor should you. Good job.
Yeah. Oh, there's other women I fucking know exactly their fucking tit size. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but also, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, that I'm not looking at older women's tits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I don't know how old a woman is, I just don't even guess until I know. Because you'll be like, oh man, her tits are so nice. And it's like, she's 17, you monster. And I'm like, oh fuck, I'm going to jail. Yeah, and you're sitting on your fucking kitchen floor with your hands behind your back. And you're like, your mom comes home. What are you doing? Waiting for the police? I commented on a 17-year-old's titties. And the police are coming, aren't they? They're going to fucking stick 3 batons in my butt. It's going to hurt. I'm ready. I lubed up, though.
3 batons. Oh, God. That's hilarious.
But, oh, yeah, fucking... Speaking of white guys just need to be slaves for 400 years so black people can shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, hardcore slaves, all white people, both you girls, be slaves.
I don't want to.
Tough. You'd be a house person. We need to come up with, like, something offensive to say to white people.
You'd be a house. Karens are pretty close.
You'd be a house ghost. A house Casper.
That's not offensive.
I know, but there's nothing. You cannot offend fucking white people. Like, the only way you can offend a white man is to, like, you know, insult his truck, his girl, slap his girl in the ass, his sports team, his hair.
Oh my
God.
There's like no lack of subjects.
What? No, I have fucking 2 pages.
Yeah.
And I only listen to 20 minutes of my fucking recording. I do 5 hours bare minimum every week.
Yeah.
So be glad I listened.
No, like you're listing a bunch of things that already offend white guys.
Oh, yeah. No, but name something else other than that, other than like, being like, oh, your Ford sucks because it's found on the road dead every day. You know, nothing. What are you going to call us, crackers? Well, I'm not white, but you know, you get the feeling. It's like, oh, no, you're fucking, you know, Louis C.K. said it best. He's like, you're going to take us back to the days of owning land and people. Damn. Yeah, Louis C.K., he's a fucking national treasure. God, it's like, I don't even care if he, like, fucking jacked off in front of women that went into his hotel room.
I don't know, that's kind of stupid. I don't know why they went into his hotel room.
Trust me, if room service comes into my fucking hotel room, even if I called them, they're going to get jacked off in front of. I'll be like, hey, can you come up to my room really quick? It's like, yeah. And I'm, like, butt-ass naked in the middle of the fucking, you know, living room floor and, like, they come in like, oh, gross. Don't sit on the floor, butt at. That's worse than your fucking little dick being out.
It is.
The fact that your bare ass is on this floor.
It really is.
Oh, no. It's like, wear your fucking Mormon pajamas before going to bed.
Yeah.
Wear your garment. Ugh.
At least. Yeah.
Like, both of you are like, what is the garment?
I know what the garment is.
Quite honestly, I don't.
Okay, so the Mormons have, like coverall underwear that is very special to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have to wear it.
At all times.
Like, at all time, yeah. So it's like fucking sheets. It gets hot as shit during the summer. What? Yeah, it sucks.
It's like the ultimate promise ring.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wait, really?
Read about it later. We're not here to teach these fucking losers what listening to this podcast about Mormonism. If you really want to learn about it, fucking, you know, learn about fucking, what was it, the JP Labs, Jack Parson, and fucking, who's that fucking other guy, like Ron, whatever his face is. His name is at the tip of my tongue. Fuck him. Whatever. But if you can Google the fucking prophet of your religion, it's not a real religion.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yep.
But, you know, back to white people being slaves. You know, just put them as slaves for fucking, you know, 400 years. And then they'll come up with songs to sing. They'll be out in the fucking field, but be like Steve Martin from The Jerk and have no rhythm. And then be like, we're working, picking cotton. And like, just have like really bad songs. Like, picking cotton in the fields.
Oh, God.
It is really hot out here. Picking cotton. And like, the black people are like, man, I can't even dance to that. My fucking little white slaves can't even dance to shit they're fucking singing. And they're trying so fucking hard. And like one like Marine's like coming out with a cadence. He's like, pick cotton, 1, 2. Pick cotton, 3, 4. And like the fucking, you know, black owner just shoots him immediately. They're like, that's worse than fucking their bad singing. Like, bang, get out of here. It's like, oh. Be so, but at the end of it, like, no one can complain anymore. Like, fucking American, you know, racism is dead. Until fucking, you know, the slaves rise back up. But it'll fucking put a damper in these cocky fucking little proud boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, fucking all Africans need to get sent back to Africa. It's like, yeah, a lot of them were born here, dude. But she, yeah, you cannot offend a white man. But you cannot not offend a fucking white woman. All you girls are just offended all the time. Like, even, like, this statement is, like, offensive to someone. Like, someone's, like, harumphing. Just, you know, harumph. You know, how dare he say something like that to me? That peasant? I'm offended! And it's like, yeah, you're proving my point there, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You're proving my point 100%. Jesus. Oh my gosh. But, you know, running right on over to fucking like dead people and death row inmates. Like, I like how Courtney's just over there, just like fucking on porn. She's like one of her last weeks here in the fucking, you know, hot ass room.
She's still in the honeymoon phase with her new phone.
Yeah, I actually am. I like it.
She's like, I like it. I don't have to like look through fucking shattered glass at, you know, hentai penises anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's like, yeah, get her full screen.
Full screen.
But she doesn't have headphones on because she has headphones listening to this dumb bullshit. What a fucking champion. But so I've come up with a brilliant thing.
A brilliant thing.
Of my mini that no one has ever used, ever, or should. Don't use this. But it's brilliant in my head. If you're a death row inmate, you should have the option. And this is, you know, where PM's good. The option to take an honorable death and all your fucking, you know, usable organs are donated. Into, you know, because they monitor your everything. But the second you say yes, you know, for the next 30 days, they monitor your diet and they give you like good food. So you have, you know, a nice last month where you get steaks and or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
No alcohol, no drugs. And they do blood work to make sure you're good and healthy.
Mm.
And then at the end of that fucking month, they just put you down and harvest all your organs. And then the person that you wronged gets the profits from that.
Huh.
So if you murdered someone's daughter, you know, and you're like, I want the, you know, fucking this way out. I want to do some good in the world. It's like, all right, you do good in the world. And what?
I don't think that's going to work.
Why?
People are selfish. What's the perk for them?
Well, they're on death row. They know they did it. 100% they fucking did it. Like a Jeffrey Epstein style thing. But Jeffrey Epstein can be like, you know what? I want to just fucking die. And, you know, they're able to kill themselves. Well, they get a painless death. number one perk. And, you know, they get to be seen as a hero.
I've never understood why they use the chemicals they use to kill people.
I mean, it's just cum. That's what it is. They just inject, like, you know, piss and then cum. And they're like, they have to go kill themselves. What's up?
I have the answer to her question.
What is the real answer?
Okay, so the reason they use those type of chemicals is because murder and killing someone under law is a very thin wall of definition called euthanasia, meaning a good death, meaning the death is painless. It does not cause.
But it's not painless.
Oh no, it's pretty painless.
It has to be. Otherwise, if pain is involved, you slip over that very thin line of definition back into murder.
Well, I mean, because
our whole justice system is very fragile.
But what you do is you just do that, and once they're fucking dead, then all their organs are then harvested and sent off. Someone gets a heart. Someone gets a kidney. Someone gets a liver. But with all those
chemicals, can they even use their body?
If you use them in a certain format, yes.
Okay.
There are three legal ways to kill lab animals. There are only three legal ways in the USA, and if a scientist is caught killing them in any other way, it's a felony, and they can be locked up.
Yeah, animal cruelty is a well-deserved felony.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But, that, you know, just all they have to do is just be like, boom, here's a heart, here's a kidney, here's some lungs. You know, boom, 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 boom. Just fucking part them out, send it on its way, and a lot of fucking people's lives are going to be changed for the better.
Yep.
And so this guy, you know, gets to fucking die a hero rather than a fucking selfish piece of shit.
If this person's on death row, oh, you know what? Never mind. I answered my own question.
Yeah, he's gonna. I'm not talking like the fucking regular fucking prisoners.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be able to like donate a kidney though, to like get commissary or whatever. If you're gonna be in there for like 50 years, obviously you don't need both because you're not gonna be drinking. Mm-hmm. But you can be like, I want to sell one of my kidneys. And, you know, cool. Now I have, you know, good top ramen. Now I have a fucking microwave in my room. Now I actually have cool shit. Good privileges.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Capitalism is present everywhere.
Yeah. It's nice.
Oh my gosh. The fucking Dust Bowl photo.
Oh God.
So... like, I was talking to my wife earlier about this subject, and, you know, what is the Dust Bowl photo called?
The American Gothic.
Okay, the American Gothic. It's the fucking guy and the fucking girl, you know, separated by a pitchfork. I'm sure everyone's seen it. It's a semi-famous fucking photo.
Mm-hmm.
Or painting. And I found out today that it's his fucking daughter looking at him like a fucking evil cunt. And she does look at him like, you know, I'm going to go burn my bras and my panties. I'm going to get pregnant after this is all done. Fuck you, daddy. Yeah. And I'm taking the car. It's the fucking look that she is. I'm like, didn't the fucking farmer paint this? I'm like, you know, he should have seen that. He should have like painted the eyes and like, that bitch. She's, you're burning your bras. I had to fucking sew those by hand. Those are yarn bras. They're good. It's like, Dad, they're so itchy. It's like, put on your yarn bra and pray to Jesus.
Oh my God.
You dirty harlot whore. It's like, Daddy, I'm going to go over there and suck a dick and have a nut on your pillow. He's like, what?
Ew. Ew.
Yeah, I know. It's the fucking ultimate thing. And then if like a dick is wet just randomly, it's fucking horrible.
Oh God, you're gonna go on about this again.
Yeah, wet dicks. I mean, we weren't recording the last time I said about wet dicks.
It's still same.
But a wet dick is fucking horrible, especially if you do not know where the wetness originated.
It's, like, in reference to your own dick?
Yeah, like, okay, imagine you're, like, asleep.
Uh-huh.
And then you wake up to my fucking wet dick being dragged across your face. It hasn't been in your pussy. It hasn't been in your mouth. You're like, why is his dick wet? Or, like, when I pull it out of my pants and you, like, go to grab it, it's like, why is it all clammy? Ugh. Clammy Cocks. Horrible. Great name for a band, though. So, if you ever want it, go ahead and use it. It's yours. Clammy Cocks.
My God. Disgusting.
I know. There's so much fucking filth. And there's, like, one fucking thing that I, like, completely, like, went over and just didn't even mention, and it's piranhas.
Piranhas?
Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Piranhas are, like, a fucking stupid goddamn way to die. Because you have to fucking stay in their tank forever. And it's, like, they're just nibbling the fucking dingleberries out of your butthole hair. And you're, like, no, fucking take a bite of me. Take a big bite, you know? And it's, like, nipping at you, but it, like, can't get its teeth into you. It's like, all right, I guess. But they do eat meat, but it's nothing like they show in the fucking movies. What?
Okay, when Planet Earth comes, the first original Planet Earth, they had behind-the-scenes episodes, too. And at one point, this camera guy had gone out. Because they wanted to film the piranhas. And so they found this village of people where their piranhas were located. And, like, half the fishermen would be missing, like, nubs off their fingers. Or they had these really, really cool-looking chomp marks in their finger. Like a miniature shark bite. It was super cool to see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But we're quickly running out of time.
Oh, really?
We're almost at the fucking full hour.
Wow.
56 minutes. So I do have Would You Rathers, and I also have more of the worst.
Continue.
Go ahead.
So, would you rather always shout or always whisper?
Huh.
Always whisper.
Yeah, you already do that.
Shut up, both of you.
You're like, what? How dare you? Shut
okay,
up,
okay, I'm a little dry mouth because I'm just that high.
Shut up, both you.
I have an excuse.
She's like a quiet Jew. She'd have fit in great with fucking Anne Frank. They've been both masturbating together. She's like,
why would you say that?
My best friend Alex was masturbating with me.
Ew.
And then, like, the fucking, you know, diary gets, like, really lesbo, and I'm like men everywhere are just jacking off to the unfiltered fucking version of Anne Frank's diary. Like, her dad doesn't find it because he knows what filth is going to be in there.
Oh, my God.
And it's in a fucking museum, and it's, like, number one seller on Amazon.com.
Oh, my God.
Courtney, would you rather fucking always shout or always whisper?
I'd say... whisper, I guess.
I'm going for the shouts. I love them. Would you rather have your dream partner or your dream job? Yeah, you can have any job you want or fucking the perfect man for you.
But I already have both.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you had to lose one of us, which one would you lose? You better answer correctly.
I'd lose the job.
There we go.
She has to say that, though. You're right here.
Like, the fact that she hesitated means that she would fucking dump me in an instant to keep that job. She's like, fuck you, get out of here.
Well, I don't know if she'd be able to keep the job if she wasn't with you.
Yeah, she'd be
so
fine.
She'd probably have to take, like, a half crappy job.
No, she'd be fine.
I don't know. Sometimes adulting's hard for her.
Shut up. I'm doing my best.
Well, I mean, Courtney, for your dream partner or dream job? I'm going dream job. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, Courtney just...
Quite honestly, probably dream partner. So then I don't have to work.
Yeah, she's a sugar baby right here. Okay, would you rather you...
She is open for applications.
If you want to give her money, do so. Like, just, you know, fucking give me all your shit.
She is such a brat.
I'll give her the money and she'll waste it on dumb shit, too.
She's a brat. What? That'll be perfect.
Would you rather... Yeah, see, you're offended now. See? Wait, proving girl. My point.
So what would I waste it on? Quite honestly, if I had $1,000 right now, extra money, I would spend it on Hawaii. I'd pay off some of my credit card debt.
Yeah, if you had $1,000 right here, this is $1,000. Yeah.
You're not going to give me that, though.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck out of here.
Okay.
So she'd have her dream partner. I'd have my dream job.
What is your dream job?
Something where I don't have to do much work, but I can get paid a lot. Your cat wants in, too. You can go let him in.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt the episode.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the end. Would you rather, you know, walk in on your parents fucking or have your parents walk in on you fucking?
Like, why?
See, this is one of the harder ones. And, you know, I would rather, like, have my parents walk in on me fucking so that I can be like, this is how you fuck. And it's like, oh, no. I came in front of my parents and now I have, like, a weird kink, a weird fetish about it. Like, fuck. My life is over. Like, I can't fucking come unless my parents are there watching.
Poor you.
So, I mean, I'd rather do neither, but if I had to do one.
I'd say, so would it be both parents?
Yeah, both parents. They're walking in as a crew, you know, hand in hand. Like, I understand that your parents are divorced, so are mine. But they're like, walking in, like, doing a fucking open house. And they, like, walk in and you're fucking, you know, it's like a Shaggy song, but it's your parents.
I'd say walk in on me, quite honestly.
My wife's like, what Shaggy song? It wasn't me.
Oh my God, how did you know what I was thinking?
It wasn't me. Caught me banging on the bathroom.
Oh, it wasn't me. I do know
caught
the
me banging
song.
On it's the sofa.
Funny. Wasn't me. Caught me banging in the shower. Wasn't me. Caught me banging on the sofa. Oh, God, I can't believe I remember that song.
Honey, at the end of the day, everyone's a sucker for a tin drum.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's such a great song. But, you know, I have some other, you know, would you rather, so I'll save for another time. But I do have more of the worst.
The worst. The worst. What is the worst?
The worst is when you're in a line of traffic, bumper to bumper, and the asshole behind you cuts just in front of you. Just to be in front of you. Just no other reason. Nearly causes a fucking accident. And there's like a fucking line of traffic 20 miles long. And he just gets in front of you. That's the fucking worst. Or how about, you know, when you shit for so long and your legs fall asleep.
Wait, what?
Do you need to see a doctor?
Has that never happened to either of you?
No.
Apparently you don't bring your phone in when you're fucking shitting. And do Amazon shopping.
No, I did that once and never again.
Yeah, no, there's time. Like, I guess I'm just so fucking fat. It, like, presses down on my fucking legs. And, like, I fucking get up and, like, I fall forward. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Really?
Okay, I might need to see a doctor about that.
Oh, my God.
Or how about when you, like, set your beer down too quickly, like, in a glass bottle and it starts foaming the fuck up.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, just, you know, you're like, oh. You just take a fresh swig and just slam it on the fucking thing. Just, psh, fucking volcano experiment. Like, no! Oh, what a fucking piece of shit that beer is. And it tastes dramatically different after that.
Mm. Oh, poor beer.
Or how about, like, when you reach an age where, hangovers really suck.
Poor you.
I know. That was me yesterday. Actually, that was me fucking.
That was you today.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking me today. I'm just like, wait. I'm like, fuck. I like, did my oil change in my car. I'm like, fuck, this sucks so bad. I'm like laying on my fucking crawler. I'm like, oh, this is nice. I close my eyes underneath my car. And then the kid across the street's like screaming something, like, $1 for that. I'm like, fucking.
Like, seriously, I don't know why he's yelling at us. He's yelled at me like a few times. Yeah, and I don't think he's getting the picture that I'm not going to buy his fucking wristbands or whatever.
Yeah, wristbands, $1. I'm like, dude, have something that I actually want.
Like, you know, right? Fucking like candy or something. Like pocket for me. Pussy.
Goose, what are you eating? Goose.
He's doing a Fleming's response. Ignore him. But babe.
Or, you know, when you reach an age where you thought you knew how the world worked, but now you actually truly know how the world works.
It's so disheartening.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember when I was 16, I'm like, I understand how the world works. Of course.
No.
I did not at all.
Yeah. Now you're at a fucking age where you're like, oh, fucking taxes suck? Oh. How much my paycheck's getting taken out? What's a 401k? You're like, oh man, fucking, you know, I have to pay money to buy a car?
Yeah.
You know, big boy lessons and big girl lessons. Sucks. I hate
lessons.
It sucks.
But, you know, that's all the time we have for today, folks.
Oh my God, you.
What? Do you want to continue going on?
I wanted to say something, but I missed my chance.
What? What did you want to say?
Your situation this morning. Just imagine how much worse it would be if you had had, like, a little kid following you around the whole time.
I'd have punched him.
Oh, God.
I'd have punched him. I'd have been like,
you're my... I would have killed him.
I'm like, you're half my cum. I can do whatever I want. I'm just going to do what I do with the rest of my cum and just flush it down the toilet. I'm just like put a sock over his head and like, there you go.
I come home and I'm like, just thank God.
There's just like a fucking dead child with like a fucking sock over his head and he's like halfway in the toilet. I'm like,
I see nothing.
Trying to flush it.
I'm like, I can drink wine again.
Oh my God, guys.
Don't like, actually
so horrible.
Don't actually kill your kids, but you know, I feel like I would definitely Casey Anthony my kid.
That's why we don't have kids.
Yep.
Because I would help.
Hooray. Don't give me a child. Don't give me responsibility. I'm selfish.
So good.
Delicious. But, you know, that's all the time we have for today. Well, we don't even have a time limit or a fucking time that it releases. It's just whenever I feel like it.